What room do you want to go into first?
The upstairs.
I agree.
And like I said, make notes when you want to prepare.
Okay, we're going up the stairs. And it is dark.
Very dark. I think we've got some dark for them.
I think we should start in the master bedroom.
Okay.
Anybody in here? If you are, make your presence known. Stomp on the floor. Knock on the wall. Mean to do that. I meant to turn the flash off. Or if you can, just walk by us. Maybe give us a green or a yellow light. Even red would be great. Or you can run from this room to the next. Anything? Something. Okay, are you scared? Because we are not here to hurt you or scare you. And we respectfully ask the same of you. Make our way down the hall. Let me know if that you have any light changes whatsoever. And this is down the hall, right?
To your left. If you keep going straight, you're going to fall down the stairs.
Okay. I'll follow that green light. Where are you? What was that?
Oh, that's the only squeaky spot on the floor up here.
Okay, and you're on it.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how Mom knew that Matt and Tony were sneaking home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Try to take a picture here. If I can get the right button. Oh, I turned it off. That's classic.
No one wants to play tonight?
Again, with the flash. What button was it that I got the first time? Thank you.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go check out Susie's old room.
Try to walk around, see if you get any reading on that. Anybody here? I'd like to talk.
You don't even have to talk. Just make a noise. Let us know you want.
I wonder if maybe it's a child.
Maybe.
These old houses, you never know.
Yeah.
And Susie's room is right here.
No, that's the bathroom to you, right?
Oh, okay, let's go into the bathroom then. This is
this used to be a bedroom.
Oh, that's right. And then now it's the master bedroom.
And they made it into a bathroom when they moved in. So this is relatively a new room. They moved in 94.
Okay. Hello? Okay. These are the stairs right here, right?
Do these rooms over here to your right?
Oh,
if
okay.
You want to go in there.
Yeah, let's go in the same
turn. There you go. This is where I used to sleep when I first met Tony.
Aww.
Yeah. Had a bed right there. Playing hide and seek in the closet tonight? No.
We can play a game. If I knock once, will you knock twice? Someone's not in the mood to play.
No.
Or talk. Okay, I'm going
to
let you guide.
Yeah. Let me find the knoll. Can you see the stuff?
Yep, I can now. Walking down the stairs.
I'm going to go into the closet. I really want stuff.
That's a good idea.
The entryway.
One coming or going?
No.
And this is the parlor.
This is the parlor. This is we had our family get together.
Is there a couch right here?
Yep, there's a couch.
Let's sit for a minute.
Okay. Coffee's dog.
Oh.
Coffee's not with us anymore.
Coffee is.
She
was a little shit too. She got cancer a couple years ago. Now, did anything ever happen in this
room
that you guys know of?
Not that I know of. Like I said, the only experiences I've had with either here or in the basement. That's why I'm going to let Kenny go down the basement.
See, the bedroom down here, the one with the bed in it?
Mm-hmm.
I sat in there for a while and I felt something and the hair stood up on my arms.
That used to be Cheryl's office and that's when Grandma stayed while she was sick. But Grandma passed away in the hospital.
Right.
But I don't know much about that.
There's anybody in here? Anyone? Man, woman, child? Make some kind of noise. Anything. You ask some questions.
What?
Anything. If you're here, are you happy being here? If you are, knock once.
Do you want us out of this house? Knock once. Do you want anyone living in this house? Knock once. It's amazing that you can catch on EVP though, the recordings. Because they can be talking to you while you're talking to them and answering right back, but you can't hear it, but it catches it on a recording. Make our way into the
kitchen.
Yeah. Or that, or the bedroom.
The dining room or the bedroom.
Whichever one's closer.
Yeah, the bedroom.
Okay. And here's the bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I can hear him down there. And that hasn't changed at all, has it? The light, nothing at all, huh? Are we playing hide and go seek tonight?
I don't think they want us to know if we're here or not.
I know. I don't think they do. Knock on the wall. Don't be a chicken shit.
You're trying to affect it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll work. Maybe you're just a little scared chicken shit.
Maybe they're scared you're going to put in one of those contraptions and stick on with someone.
Like Ghostbusters. No, seriously, we're not here to hurt you, but we would seriously like it if you could make a noise.
Yeah.
Let us know you're here. People have already felt you, seen things, heard things, so it's not going to be a surprise if you make a noise. And this is the dining room. Yeah. Walk around all corners, see if you've got anything in any corners or anything like that. Sometimes temperatures change just depending on where you're at in the room. Hello. My name is Sarah.
I'm Sue. What's that song? Not just a pipe, not saying hands on the ceiling if you want.
Yeah. We're just goofing around. You know, you can goof around with us. There's no harm in that.
Not at all.
Let's have some fun. Of course, the bathroom.
You don't want us to know that you're here. He already knows that you're here, so why don't you come out and talk to us?
Any kind of sign.
One sign and we'll go away.
I really don't want Chuck to piss you off.
He can be mean.
We're just goofing around. And if you participated, it would be a lot more fun. Did you hear that? Say it again.
What did you say?
Go away. It was a man. Okay. Mia. This is the.
This is the laundry room.
Okay. You don't like our game? Are you following us? This is not to harm you whatsoever. There's no possible way we could harm you. How about we step outside and get some fresh air? I would smoke a cigarette because that was
that wasn't cool.
That was a little close, little too close for comfort there. I don't even have my flat. You heard it too. Okay, so it's not just me.
Either they're in the cornfield or somebody's out there with a flashlight.